Hello.
Hey, man.
Welcome to All Over Your Cleats.
We're here with you this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Or is it the afternoon?
You don't know.
No one knows.
Well, some folks know.
Some know.
You know.
Maybe you know.
I know.
You know.
Yeah, I know. All right. So, we had a crazy week. It wasn't as good as week three. We all know that. If you don't know that, then you wasn't watching. Well, actually, I didn't see some of the games, so maybe I wasn't watching.
Maybe you weren't.
But, so we started off, you know, the Rams, which I'm loving right now. They showed out on Thursday night. Yeah. I mean, it was past happy in all kinds of manner of malarkey. I shouldn't say malarkey. There's Titans fans, and they may still be a little bit hurt.
Yeah.
Okay, scratch that. Then the Browns couldn't close out again. I don't know what the problem is.
Never finish.
No. I know other people have that problem. Then the Giants just let me down once more.
Yeah. Those poor Giants, man. They just couldn't handle a shootout with the old Mr. Breeze.
And the thing is, Breeze didn't even do anything.
No.
It was Kamara.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm sure as heck no Thomas didn't do jack. We had him. So, I blame that on Breeze.
A slow day.
Well, y'all hang tight. Take your medicine. Get you some coffee. And get ready for some action.
Ooh.
Hoss. All right, we're going to get into them reflections on week four. Now, you like the reflections, don't you? You like reflecting on the past.
I love reflecting on the past.
I figured you'd be the Alabama fan.
Negative.
That's actually like a 1990s joke.
Oh.
Nobody's made that joke since 2008.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a big reflector. More Eagle. But, you know, we don't get much to reflect on. Except 2004, baby.
You got one since then.
Well, yeah, but that's, you know, 2004, we should have got that one. Should have got it.
We're going to reflect on what we should have had, not what we had.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm talking about NFL.
Oh, yeah. Y'all didn't come here for college football. Y'all came here for NFL. I mean, if you did come here for college football, let us know, and we'll maybe add some additional content.
Add that in there.
All right, so our results from last week. Now, we tried our best to, you know, make it where we didn't pick as many of the same picks. You know, because that's a little boring. You might as well just watch paint dry instead of listening to us.
But, or sniff it.
Or sniff it, which we're doing right now. But we still both ended up 9-6.
God, man. I hate tying with you.
Why?
I just should beat you.
Lord. You did that first week enough.
Yeah, but
13-3. You were 13-3, I was 9-7.
Yeah, but I should beat you every week.
Jesus.
That's my choice.
I hope I beat the crap out of you this week.
I hope I beat the crap out of you.
All righty, boys. All right. So now we're going to move on off to our big winners.
Big winners. Not winners. Big winners.
Big winner. Who you got? Who's your big winner from last week?
From last week. You know what? And this is one of those weird ones, but I'm going to go with the Patriots. You know?
Well, when they finally...
They
finally got it going.
They come in and dominate the Dolphins.
Which was looking good.
Really good. Yeah. But boy, they couldn't do crap, man. Patriots got pissed off last week or something. So, yeah, that's my big winner, believe it or not. It's not one of those common teams you hear as a big winner because you typically hear them winning pretty regularly.
Yeah.
So, but with their start this year, yeah, they're my big winner.
I'm sort of cheating. I got two big winners. I got the Raiders because they finally won their game. They won a game. Granted, you know, in most years, winning against the Browns don't really mean nothing much. But the Browns are different now. Yeah. And you can tell. Because, I mean, so when you... Last year, when you don't win a game, and this year, you've won a game, you've tied a game, and you've lost two close games,
mm-hmm.
You can already tell the Browns are different than they were.
Right.
But, nonetheless, the Raiders finally got their win for Mr. Gruden.
Yep.
But my other side, my, like, big winner part two, is the Chiefs. And the reason why I say the Chiefs is, you finally got to see them go against somebody
mm-hmm.
that had a defense.
Right.
And they were able to come over. Now, did Mahomes do what he... been doing? No. But he showed out when he needed to, and at the moment he needed to do it. So, I think the Chiefs, it's funny because the Rams left St. Louis, and if they hadn't left St. Louis, the two best teams in football right now would be in Missouri. Because I think the Chiefs are the best in the AFC, and the Rams are the best in the NFC.
Well, that would hold true if the Rams were still in Missouri.
You know what?
That would hold true if the Rams were still in Missouri.
It would. Well, I don't know if they would be as good. I don't know if location has a lot to do with how good you are.
That's true.
I mean, the Rams are... Sorry, we're sort of going off on a side note here, but I like the Rams because they get that young coach, and that young coach is just, you know, he's tapped into them. I don't know if maybe the players think, like, that he's like a player. I don't know how it is, but they like to play for him.
When I look at him over there on the sideline, I'm like, what have I done with my life? He's 32 years old.
I mean, everybody says that.
Like, you. Dear Lord.
He's what?
He's only 32 years old. From what I was hearing on there. Beep. And my gosh, man. To be coaching an NFL team at that age, that's every, like, aspiring coach's dream.
And to do it well.
Yeah. Win.
Oh, and the Rams look good, too, in their uniforms. That's the color scheme that I was hoping that they would fully go back to when they went back to L.A. Because that's sort of what they look like in L.A. Which they've sort of done that a little bit. Like, they got the... So it's like they took the gold out of their uniforms. Because, you know, they came to St. Louis and they added gold instead of yellow. And now they move back to L.A. But instead of go back to yellow, they've replaced it with white.
Right. Because they
got the white horns. Mm-hmm. Which, it's fine. You know, whatever. All right. Moving on. Big losers. My big loser is your defending Super Bowl champions.
Ooh.
The Eagles. Ooh. They, what's going on with them?
I don't know.
Can't do anything.
Didn't look good, though.
What's their record?
I'd have to look to tell you.
They're at least 2-2. 2-2 or 1-3.
Yeah, I think you're right. Let's see. Yep, 2-2.
Yeah, so I mean, there's still a lot of football left to be played. I don't know. It's just...
Yeah, and let's face it. You don't want to lose to the Titans. I mean, come on.
The Titans are 3-1, though.
Yeah, the Titans are 3-1. I'll give them a shout-out. Whoop. They are...
You did say if they were to beat the Eagles, you'd finally give them a chance.
Yeah, I'd give them a little bit of credit, for sure. They, you know, to be 3-1 at this point, facing some of the competition they have, I'll give them some credit. You're welcome. I still don't know how far they're going to go with it, but they are winning, and that's all that matters. So, kudos to the Titans.
Speaking of winning, people not winning, who's your big loser?
The G-Man. I don't know what's going on with those guys, man. Like, I don't know, man. They just seem like the most just, almost lethargic team to watch. It seems like, maybe it's just my... inability to enjoy watching Eli Manning and how boring he is to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's just my personal opinion on, like, my outlook on watching the Giants play football. I think they need a new, young, exciting quarterback.
Yeah,
that's going to bring some razzle dazzle.
Now he was exciting with that helmet catch because he should have been sacked. But that's forever ago. The problem with Giants is they don't have a backup quarterback.
Right.
They got I don't even know who the two backups are, but one of them's like a journeyman, like a Fitzpatrick kind of guy.
They had like Davis Webb at some point.
Yeah, I don't think they do anymore. Then they like signed some guy. I think that was an FCS quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
That's like their third string. So there's nothing they can do now to save this year. I think the only thing they can do, because we were watched the video. One of our listeners showed me a video yesterday about how, you know, I've been one of those kind of guys that's been blaming the offensive line for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the video clearly shows the line gives Eli a pocket to pass in.
Mm-hmm.
Odell Beckham's open, and he dumps it, like he checks down. He does a check down on a old Shepherd.
Right.
And the, you know, and it's like, that ain't the line's fault.
No.
That's your fault. You're paying this wide receiver more money than anybody out there.
And you ain't gonna throw him the ball.
And you ain't gonna throw him the ball. I throw him the ball every time, even if he's double covered.
Yep. And you better go catch it. Exactly. The amount of money he's making.
Exactly. But the only thing that they can do, the Giants can do to salvage this season, I think, they just gonna have to rely on the run. They're going to have to, because if they can start running and just be confident in their run, then the defenses will have to respect the run, and then that'll open up the pass.
Right. Got to feed that big dog you got in the backfield.
Yeah.
Big boy. Man. But, let him eat.
Yeah, they're a big loser. And, I mean, it ain't going to be much easier for them this week. They're going to the Panthers. So, it ain't going to be much easier for them.
Be a tough one there. Yeah.
But, all right. So, who's your most improved?
Well, it looks like you and I both chose a team from Texas.
Who are playing this week?
Ooh, nice. Did we do that on purpose?
No.
You'll never know. My team is the Texans as the most improved. They finally got their first win. Man, mainly because of a boneheaded coaching call by the Colts. I mean, hey, let's just go for it on fourth, not kick a field goal. At least to give ourselves a chance. But whatever. Hey, Texans, rebounded well. Deshaun Watson's finally looking like his old self from last year.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think they're going to continue to get better. And, man, that little Kiki Cootie, whatever the little slot receiver they got that made his debut, he got 15 targets as a rookie, man. Caught 11 of them.
Mm.
That's crazy. But, anyway, so that's just something extra to go with the Texans going forward. So, it's going to be interesting to watch them.
Speaking of that game,
mm-hmm.
that was what I picked to be named that tie last week. And I almost got that right.
You almost got that right.
We're not going to talk about your tie.
Yeah, it's probably safe to not.
For everybody that don't remember, he picked the Buccaneers and the Bears to tie.
Well, maybe I was a little off kill on that one.
I can't say anything. I was off kill on a lot of things. So my most approved is the other team from Texas, the Cowboys. They came out and beat the Lions team that I thought was on the, moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Because they beat the Patriots last week, is that right?
Was yes.
Monday or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Or Thursday, whatever it was. Or maybe it was, I don't remember. All these games are getting confused in my head now. But yeah, I thought they were on the up and up, the Lions. But no, the Cowboys came out and showed that they're, something. I mean, you don't know what you're going to get with this Cowboys team.
No, you don't.
You don't know if they're going to show up to play or they're going to stay in the locker room.
Right.
But based on week to week, they seem the most improved. They look like crap
right.
the week before, and then they came out and did this. So
I know, and the Lions just cannot be consistent.
So really it's just a case of two inconsistent teams playing each other.
Really?
The Lions and the Cowboys. Yeah. They show up, both of them show up to play the big dogs, but then play at the level of their opponent,
Yep. Drop the ball.
Yeah. All right. So we got something exciting for you guys and gals.
Ooh.
A new segment to the show.
Oh, be amazed.
It is called The Penalty Box. Or some folks may call it All Over Your Penalties.
Penalties in the pants.
Yeah. So this segment is just a segment where we, how about I just say segment 1,000 times and see how this goes.
You should.
This one is about a player who got the most penalties in the entire league. We're just going to call him out, saying like, listen, you're not helping your team when you do this, okay? So this week is Jadeveon Clowney. All right, for the Houston Texans, he committed 4 penalties, but one of them was declined. So technically it only goes down as he had 3 penalties, but that's still the most in the league.
Yeah.
So his 4 penalties was defensive holding, which is illegally restraining another player who is not in possession of the ball. That is defensive holding. Now, the reason why I'm going to give the definitions is because these next three, to the average player or the average watcher, knows what these three are, but they don't know the difference between them, or at least I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 4 different kinds of penalties that can happen at the line, right, when it comes to linemen.
Mm-hmm.
False start, which is what happens on the offense.
Right.
But then defense has 3 different things that can go wrong. There is neutral zone infraction, encroachment, and defensive offside.
Care to elaborate?
All right. So then a neutral zone infraction is before the snap, a defensive player jumps into the neutral zone and startles an offensive player, causing him to false start. So that is neutral zone infraction. It's when you cause the other team to ball start by getting across the line.
Okay.
All right. Encroachment also happens before the snap. It's when a defensive player illegally crosses the line of scrimmage and makes contact with an opponent or has a clear path to the quarterback. So that's the difference. So if you jump the line and you make contact or have a clear path and nobody false starts, then that becomes encroachment. It's no longer neutral zone infraction.
Right.
Then you have defensive offside, which is a player is on the wrong side of the line of scrimmage when the ball is snapped.
Mm-hmm.
So that's getting across the line, not causing the offensive line to jump, and then the ball snaps and you're already back there. Now, if you jump off, if you cross the line of scrimmage and then get back across without causing anybody to false start and getting back across before the ball snap, then no penalty is called. Penalty. So it's three penalties that are all a symptom of, you know, trying to anticipate the snap and it just not happening. All
right.
So, so Jajavian Clowney, you're in the penalty box this week.
Best.
Yeah. Beep. Beep. It's prediction time.
Prediction time.
Oh, well, one last thing about reflection. Something that happened last week that's a reflection is that everybody in our studio bought jewels, it seems like.
Minus Justin.
Yeah, minus Justin.
I'd like to keep my manhood.
Actually, I bought one, but I'm going to have to give it away. we'll reflect on that at a later date. So, on to predictions. So, we're first going to start off and say we got two teams on a bye. And it's the people that Justin thought were going to tie. It's the Bears and Buccaneers.
Yay.
Yeah, the Buccaneers need a bye.
Yeah, might as well.
They already said that Jameis was going to be the starter when they come back from their bye. So, we're going to see what happens.
No more Fitzmagic.
You know, he was supposed to stay humble and he didn't.
Nope. He got all fancy-smancy and then Fitzmagic died.
And I hate that. I hate that for the old poor boy.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was going to go as him for Halloween.
Yeah. And then people call you Conor McGregor instead.
Yeah. I'm used to dressing up as one thing and being called something else. A la Quint from Jaws being called the lead singer from Fall Out Boy.
You look just like him.
All right, so off to our prediction. So our first game is Thursday night game, Colts at Patriots.
Oh, man.
So I think we both agree on this one.
Yeah.
The Pats are going to continue their winning ways, as much as I hate to say it.
I think they're going to get demolished, man. Colts are going to get demolished.
Gotcha. The Patriots are going to ride them Colts, baby.
I feel bad for the Colts, honestly.
Speaking about horses, the next game is Broncos at Jets. And I think the Broncos is going to... I think we agree on this one, too. Broncos are going to rebound pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
I mean, Jets just ain't a match for them.
Yeah. I mean...
Because Keenum looked good.
Yeah, I mean, he's not...
I mean, he looked decent for what he is.
He's read a lot of articles, and they're bashing him right now. But, I mean, he's still a good quarterback. And, I mean, Darnold's still young and got a little ways to go.
The thing about Keenum was they were in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, the Chiefs had somebody like Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
So when you're Case Keenum going against Patrick Mahomes, of course you're going to get dwarfed in your abilities.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So, all right. So I think we both agree on that. So we're both on the same page so far.
Yes, sir.
Things are going to get a little hairy at this moment.
Bum, bum, bum.
So we got Packers at Lions. I'm going with the men from Green Bay.
Yeah.
But is this your upset of the week?
I mean, is it my upset of the week? I will say yes. I think the Lions will rebound. I think it's going to end up being a high scoring game because the Packers are going to score. So Stafford's going to have to throw the ball a whole lot. So if you got Kenny Golladay,
throw the ball.
You better start him.
Start him, boy.
It's just my fantasy advice. That's my upset of the week. Excuse me.
All right. Next, we got my boys, the G-men of East Rutherford, New Jersey, against The Carolina Panthers.
Panthers.
You going with Panthers on this one?
I'm going to go with the Panthers.
But that's a smart pick. Well, this is my upset of the week. Giants are going to win. They're going, I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to channel whatever they did against the Texans. And maybe they're going to run the ball. Just maybe.
Just maybe, baby.
And maybe Eli will just start throwing the ball down the field and hope that Odell can jump up and get it.
Yeah.
That's just, that's hopeful. That's wishful thinking. All right, now we're on to the Titans at the Bills.
Oh, man, the battle of the, well, the team that I guess I dislike, apparently. Even though I do like the Titans.
You just hate on them.
I do hate on them.
You expect so much from them.
I do expect a lot with the team they have. But I just get disappointed pretty regular, I guess, with their performances. Even though they're winning.
You say you're going to go with the Bills?
I'm going with the Titans. I think I'm going to pull this one out over the Bills and go 4-1, believe it or not. Holy crap.
This is for Evan. I'm going with the Bills. No, I'm not. I'm not going with the Bills. I'm never going to pick the Bills. I make a promise on this show, I will never pick the Bills in any game this year.
No, not this year. No.
I will not. Mm-mm. I probably should have when they played the Vikings. Don't know, because nobody knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, that would have been your upset of the week.
But no, you will never hear me pick the Bills on this show.
Man.
So then we got the Falcons and the Steelers.
Another shootout, man.
I'm going with the Falcons. The Steelers, they look like they putter around. You know, their last week, at least, they opened up good, and then they just, crapped it.
I think they're going to turn it around this week, I mean, because the Falcons are hurting on defense, man, in the secondary.
It's not good.
I think A.B. and Juju are going to eat them up.
You think so?
I think so. So I'm going to go with them over Steelers right there, boys.
All
right,
man.
Hock two.
Then we got Ravens at the Browns. Can the Browns finally get them another win with Baker as a starter?
Not this week.
You going Ravens?
I'm going Ravens, man. Defense is scary.
Well, you know what's even scarier?
What's that?
The Browns are going to end up with two ties in 1 year. Because this is my name that tie.
Oh, baby.
Yes. They're going to tie again. So, now we got the Dolphins at the Bengals. What you thinking, boy?
Oh, man. I'm going Bengals.
Bengals.
Dolphins are still hurting from that loss, man.
They're going to bounce back. They're going to bounce back.
Not this week.
Bengals ain't Jack.
Mm-mm. Not this week, girl.
Dolphins going to be, I mean, a Bengal would beat a Dolphin in real life, but not this week.
Yeah, man, just eat it, Unless it got in the water.
The water.
Poke it.
Stop that now. Boy. Okay. Now we get the Jaguars at the Chiefs. I think we're in agreement on this one as well. The best team in the AFC is going to win this one, the Chiefs.
Yeah, like this is going to be Mahomes' first big test against a top secondary.
Yeah.
So that's going to be an interesting matchup, but I don't know if I'm not going to ever pick the Chiefs this year. Something happens to Mahomes.
Yeah, I probably will never, just as I said, I would never pick the Bills. I'm never not going to pick the Chiefs or the Rams, unless the Rams and Chiefs are playing each other.
Yeah.
And at that point, I probably would give the head, I'd give the nod to the Rams. Ooh. I think they got more, I don't know. They both have great talent. I just think the Rams have shown more for me.
Right. I think the Rams have a better chance of winning that game because of the defense that the Chiefs lack.
Yeah.
Because it would turn into a shootout.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so we're both going with Chiefs on that one. Now we got Raiders at Chargers.
Man, yeah.
Is Gruden going to get him another
one? He's going to get another one.
Yeah, I think so, too. The Raiders are going to keep their winning ways.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Vikings at Eagles.
Ooh, you picked the old Vikings.
Man. I did pick the Vikings.
I'm going with the Eagles. I think they're gonna flip it around again.
I hope they don't.
Get back to their winning ways.
I don't need them to win.
You don't want to win?
No. I need it. Giants need all help they can get.
Oh, yeah.
So the Eagles, Cowboys, and Redskins losing helps everybody.
You're right.
But no, I'm going to go with Vikings on that one. Rams at Seahawks.
Oh, Rams. Easy, there's no question.
I think so, but I also think this could be a trap game. Mm. I think the Seahawks could sneak in there and do something. I don't see it happening, but I think they could.
A little sneaky.
A little sneaky action. Sneaky. But yeah, Rams are going to win this one.
Okay.
Cardinals at 49ers. Now, the Cardinals ain't Jack, so you're never going to see me pick the Cardinals, I think, moving forward on the show. So I'm going 49ers.
Okay.
What are you doing?
This is my name debt tie for the week. So I'm going to predict that the 49ers and the Cardinals are going to tie this week.
All right. That's a solid prediction.
Yeah, why not?
All right, and then we got the Battle of Lone Star.
Ooh.
The Cowboys at the Texans, boys.
Which one you got, Pedro?
As much as I hate it, I think the Cowboys are going to do it because I don't know if the Texans are fully back yet, and the Cowboys have at least shown that they can win tight games.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think the Cowboys are going to win.
All right. Well, I'm going to be opposite and go with the Texans. I think that they are going to pull it out again. I'll be on a 2-game win streak. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Hot and heavy.
Yeah.
Hard to carry. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the Texans there.
All right. The Monday night game, Redskins at Saints. Are the Saints going to beat another NFC East division team?
You know, my gut said to go with the Saints, but man, after coming off a bye week and having a little rest, maybe I think the Redskins and Alex Smith going to finally get on the same page and pull out the W. So I'm going to go with the Redskins for this game.
I'm going to not agree with that. I'm going to go with the Saints.
Okay.
I think we'll see the Saints going back to their ways and, you know, Michael Thomas is going to score.
Alex Smith's going to throw the ball a lot this game. Really, they're going to have to control it on the ground and keep the Saints off the field.
Mm-hmm.
Offense. Mm-hmm. So, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see. All right. So, that is our prediction.
Bum, 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 bum. Alrighty, so now we're jumping over to fantasy football with the Magnolia River. So we're going to start off, with the Hartsell City Senior Citizens Center. Okay? Alright, we're going to start off with some records. And right now, we still got 3-4-0 teams in our league. In the East, 31 East, we've got Matt Bruce sitting at 4-0, Mike Adornetto sitting at 4-0. Good night of living. In the West, you got Kyle sitting at 4-0. Man, somebody bring down Tater Toots. Or don't. Either one. Who knows? Will it be this week? Nobody knows. The rest, for 31 East, you got Matt Allen at 2-2. You've got myself, Stud Daddy Justin Hayes, at 2-2 as well. And then you've got Nick and Travis looking for that first win. Both are 0-4 right now. I feel like there's going to be one of those guys are going to get a W this week, mainly because they're playing each other. So one of them's got to get a W. So I got faith in one of them. We'll see who the projected winner is here in just a minute. Continuing on with 31 West, you've got David McBrewer bringing in with a 3-1 record. Chris at 2-2. And then you've got Brian, Dan, and Josh Lentz all sitting at 1-3. Man, somebody's got to get that W. Brian and Dan play this week, so somebody's going to 1-4, and somebody's going to 2-3. So we'll see how that goes. For my big matchups, for the Hartsell City Senior Citizens Center, my first game of the week is going to be Travis visiting Nick. My projected winner for that game, man, I'm going to have to go with Nick, man. Looking at the lineups and seeing how things go, I don't always look at the projected winners. Ooh, I got a little nice dance show right behind me. That's kind of not sexy. Definitely not. Probably a good thing we're recording on doing a podcast and not a video cast or something. But anyway, vlog, whatever you want to call it. Pardon me, I'm not up to speed with technology. My next big matchup is Matt Bruce at Mike Adornetto. Come on, the 2-4-0s, baby. The 2-4-0s. Somebody's got to lose. Who's it going to be?
Somebody got to lose.
You know what? You know who's playing hot right now? Matt Bruce. You know, and bad as I'm ready for him to lose, no offense. I still think Matt's going to pull it out this week. You know what? I'm just one of those dirt bags. You know, I'm going to call you out and
say, hey, dirtbag commissioner is what you are.
That's what I am, baby. That's what I do. You know, you don't pay me to, you know, be sweet, and you pay me to be a Roger Goodell, okay?
Nobody
to
likes make
all
Roger
the, to make all the bad decisions.
Nobody likes that idiot.
Anyway, back to it. So my last matchup of the week, Dan at Brian. Both 1-3 teams. Who's going to pull it out? Somebody's going to be 1-4. Somebody's going to be 2-3. So who's going to do it? I've got Brian projected to win. He's got Mahomes, baby. You know, it's just, ah, and Saquon Barkley. Come on. So, you know, maybe Dan can pull it out. But right now, projected winner is Brian. So I'm going to pass it on over to Mr. O'Kelly here and let him give you the updates for Morgan County Parks and Rec.
All right, the Morgan County Parks and Rec. Now, listen, I'll tell you what I think about Morgan County Parks and Rec when I'm done telling you the standings and how we compare to them scumbags at old Hartsel City Senior Citizen Center. But over on 65 East, that division, the record right now is, so the Priceville punters, me, Patrick, I'm 3-1. Rashad is 3-1. Trevor's 2-2, Ramon's 2-2, and then Christian and Jordan are 1-3. On 65 West Division, you have Megan, the lone undefeated in the league, 4-0, Tad at 3-1, Evan 2-2, and then Todd, Trey, and Hunter at 1-3. And I actually had a chance to speak with Todd, the owner of his team. And he feels like he is the best 1-3 team out there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, he's confident.
You know, amongst the 1-3, nobody can hang with him. I mean, that's big talk, you know. You know, because you got pretty good 1-3 teams. You got Christian, Jordan, Trey, and Hunter, you know.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah, you know. Christian's a solid 1-3 team. I wonder where he got that one at. Yeah, that was me. Yeah. All right. But what I will say about Morgan County Parks and Rec, we don't have as many undefeated teams as Hartsel City Senior Citizen Center does.
True that.
But guess what? Everybody in our league has won a game at least.
That is true. That is a strength of schedule difference right there.
So Hartsel City is more like the SEC, and Morgan County is more like the ACC. It's just a bunch of mediocre teams that ain't doing hot.
That's right. So you got a top heavy Hartsel City Senior Citizen Center league right there, baby. Top heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got your Vandies in there.
It's littered with Georgias and then some Vandies.
Ew.
And then we're over here and we're just a bunch of Mississippi State Kentuckys. That's all we are.
Mediocre, baby.
Yeah. All right. So our big matchups of the week, we have Trevor at Rashad. Can Trevor right the ship? Because he's 2-2. But Rashad hadn't lost a game since he lost opening week. Mm-hmm. He's 3-1. He's on a hot streak. All right, I think he's put up 160. Well, this past week he put up 140, but he put up like 160 like every other time.
Dang, I was wondering if we were gonna get one this show. I was wondering if we was gonna have a poop in this show, but I guess we do.
Oh, but
I hate you.
Why? So.
God.
I think Rashad's gonna keep his winning ways.
Alright, Rashad is the projected winner.
Then you have Ramon against me. Now can I turn it around? Cause you know, I was 3-0 and I lost one. Unexpectedly.
To Team Christian or
Team Clemens, but he changed his name, so that's why he won.
That's why he won. What did he change his name to again?
I don't remember. I don't really remember.
Clinton and Cosby.
Cosby Clinton 2020.
Oh yeah, okay. Make sure you put your votes in.
Yeah, I'm not gonna tell you their slogan.
Keep a PG on here, baby.
Now on the on projected, I mean, I'm just gonna say I got the upper hand, but we'll see. Then we got Trey at Todd, a battle of the 1-3 teams. I don't think Gup's got a chance. I think Todd's gonna win this one.
Todd Roy.
Yep.
All right then. We'll give it to him.
Give it to him.
Give it to him, Bo.
Hucked.
To it.
wrap up this week of all over your cleats.
Always protected.
Yeah, wise words from Greenhill.
The commish. Just call me the commish.
Huh?
Just call me the commish.
I'm just gonna call you Goodell.
Dale?
Goodell.
Oh, Goodell.
No, you're Dale, and I'm good.
Okay.
Good. We're Goodell.
Okay. Together we're Goodell.
Yeah.
Together we make one.
Oh, Lord. All right. So, that's gonna wrap this up for this week. I hope y'all enjoyed it. I'm ready to come back next week and show that I, you know, am awesome in fantasy and awesome in picking these scores.
Well, we'll just see about it. That's all I'll say. I ain't gonna talk smack because everybody knows I'm the best. Everybody knows I'm the resource.
What's your record?
Everybody knows I'm the resource.
What are you, 2-2 in fantasy?
Unfortunately, yeah. That's just some miscues in there. Don't worry about them. That's a little asterisk by both those losses.
Yeah, we're ending on that.
All right, let's end it.
Bye.
Bye.
Flicky beans.
Flicky beans.